Chapter 13. Jacob and the Angel. As Jacob thought about his sin and getting the blessing that belonged to his brother, he was afraid God would let Esau kill him. He was so worried he prayed all night. An angel showed Jacob how sinful he had been. When the angel turned to leave, Jacob held on to him and would not let him go. With tears in his eyes, Jacob pleaded with the angel. Jacob told the angel he had repented deeply of all his sins. He especially was sorry for the sins against his brother that had kept him from his father's house for 20 years. Jacob boldly claimed the promises God had made to him and mentioned many ways the Lord had blessed him during the years he had been away from home. All night, Jacob wrestled with the angel, begging for a blessing. But the angel seemed to be rejecting his pleas and kept reminding him about his sins. When the angel tried to break away from Jacob's hold, Jacob would not let him go. He could not hold the angel by physical strength, but held on by the power of living faith. Greatly troubled, Jacob again told the angel how sorry he was for his sins and how humble he felt over his wrongs. The angel seemed not to be interested in Jacob's pleas. The angel kept trying to pull away from Jacob's strong hold on him. The angel could have used his heavenly power to make Jacob let go. But when the angel saw he could not make Jacob let go without using divine power, he touched Jacob's hip. The hip came out of joint. Jacob was in much pain, but he did not give up. Jacob was so eager to receive a blessing that he did not let the pain turn his mind from his main object. His decision to struggle for the blessing was stronger than ever. Jacob's faith continued to grow stronger. He would not let go of the angel until the angel blessed him. Then the angel said, "Let me go. It is almost daylight." Jacob answered, "I will not let you go until you bless me." Then the angel asked, "What is your name?" When he answered, "It is Jacob," the angel said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob. You have struggled with God and with men, and you have won. So your name will be Israel." Genesis 32, verse 28. Faith that wins. Jacob received the blessing because he had faith to continue the struggle. He held on to the angel until he was sure his sins were forgiven. His name was changed from Jacob, the deceiver, to Israel, the Prince of God. When Jacob asked the angel's name, the angel answered, "Why do you need to ask what my name is?" Then he blessed Jacob. Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, which means the face of God. Jacob said, "I have seen God face to face, and I am still alive." The angel was Christ. Jacob wrestled all night with Christ. Jacob held on to Christ until he received the blessing. The Lord heard Jacob's prayers and changed Esau's plans to harm Jacob. Of course, God did not approve of the sinful things Jacob had done. Jacob's life had been full of worry, confusion, and great sorrow because of his sins. But after wrestling with the angel, he knew God had forgiven his sins. He fought against an angel and won. He wept and asked for a blessing. And at Bethel, God came to our ancestor Jacob and spoke with him. "This was the Lord God Almighty. The Lord is the name by which he is to be worshipped." Hosea 12, verse 4-5. Esau was marching toward Jacob with an army. He planned to kill his brother. But on the night Jacob wrestled with the angel, another angel was sent to Esau while he was sleeping to change his heart. In a dream, Esau saw Jacob separated from his father's house for 20 years because he was afraid he would be killed. Esau saw how sad Jacob was when he learned his mother had died. Esau saw how humble Jacob had become. And Esau saw angels all around his brother. Esau dreamed that when he would meet Jacob, he would not want to hurt him. When Esau woke up, he told his 400 men about his dream. He said that they must not hurt Jacob, because the God of his father was with Jacob. Jacob saw Esau coming with his 400 men. Jacob went ahead of his family and bowed down to the ground 7 times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet him, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. They were both crying. Genesis 33, verse 1 to 4. Jacob begged Esau to accept a gift of peace. Esau refused to accept the gift, but Jacob urged, "Please accept this gift which I have brought for you. God has been kind to me and given me everything I need." Jacob kept urging until he accepted. Genesis 33, verse 11. A lesson for us. Jacob and Esau are examples of two kinds of people. Jacob represents the righteous, and Esau represents the wicked. Jacob was worried when he learned Esau was marching against him with 400 men. God's people also will be worried shortly before Christ comes, when a law is passed that God's people are to be killed. When the wicked gather to kill God's people will be afraid. The same as Jacob, God's people do not see how they can escape. When the angel came to Jacob, Jacob wrestled with the angel and held him all night. In the same way, in the time of trouble, the righteous will wrestle with God in prayer. In his fear, Jacob prayed all night that God would save him from Esau. God's people in the last days will pray to God day and night to save them from the wicked who want to kill them. Jacob confessed, "I am not worth all the kindness and faithfulness that you have shown me, your servant." Genesis 32, verse 10, TEV. In the same way, God's people during the time of trouble will feel they are not worth being saved by God. With tears, God's people will tell God how unworthy they feel. But, as did Jacob, they will claim the promises made by God through Jesus to sinners who repent and ask God for forgiveness. Jacob held tight to the angel in his time of trouble. He would not let the angel go. With tears, Jacob begged the angel to bless him. The angel reminded Jacob of his past wrongs and tried to escape. The angel was testing Jacob to see if Jacob meant what he said when he said he really was sorry for his sins. In the same way, the righteous will be tested, proved, and tried in their day of trouble. Their faith will be tested to show they will not give up, that they trust in God's power to save them. Jacob did not give up. He knew the Lord was a God of mercy. Jacob appealed to God's mercy and reminded God he was sorry for his sins. Jacob had repented of his sins, so now he urged God to deliver him from Esau. He prayed all night. Jacob almost gave up when he remembered his past sins. Jacob knew he must get help from God or he would die. He held the angel tight and kept crying to the angel to help him. Jacob continued the struggle until he won. God's people today will go through the same kind of experience. As they think back on their lives, they will almost lose hope. But, realizing theirs is a case of life or death, they will pray earnestly to God. They will ask God to remember they were sorry for their many sins and that they repented. They will claim the promise, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. They will pray earnestly to God day and night. God would not have heard Jacob's prayer and saved his life if Jacob had not already repented of his sin of obtaining the blessing by deceit. The same as Jacob, the righteous will have a faith that will not give up. They will know they are not worthy of God's mercy, but they will have no sins that have not been confessed to God. If the righteous had sins they had not confessed, they would remember them during the time of trouble and would be overcome. They would give up their earnest faith. They would not be able to plead with God to save them from their enemies. They would use their time confessing the sins they had hidden and would be sad and without hope. Now is the time God gives us to prepare for the time of trouble. If we do not prepare, if we fail to pay attention to the warnings God gives us, we will have no excuse. Jacob's earnest wrestling with the angel is an example for us. Jacob overcame because he would not give up his struggle to get God's blessing. All of us who desire the blessing of God will follow Jacob's example. We will hold to God's promises and will keep praying. Then we will receive what we know God wants to give us. Few Christians exercise true faith. They claim to believe God's promises, but they are not willing to put forth the effort needed to gain spiritual blessings. They do not feel it is necessary to deny their selfish desires. They do not see the need for continuing to ask earnestly for God's blessing. So, they do not receive the blessing they might receive. We must have true faith now. People who do not make strong efforts to use the kind of faith that does not give up will not have the kind of faith needed for the time of trouble.